Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the third and final hour of this March 30th, 2005 edition. We're going to have wide open phones in this third and final hour. I want to take about 20 of your calls, as we did yesterday, in this third hour. Any issue, any news item, any question, any comment, you agree with me, you disagree with me, anything you want to talk about, it's all fair game, wide open. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I already talked about this some last hour, kind of babbled through it because it's such a lengthy article. The Hidden Hand of the CIA, 911, and Popular Mechanics by Christopher Brolin, American Free Press. And it gets into Benjamin Chertoff, cousins with Homeland Security Director. Then it brings up who the head of Hearst Publishing is, who wrote the book on yellow journalism, that is, Hearst Publishing itself did, and how her husband was the head of the U.S. government propaganda arm. I mean, it is very clear what's going on there. And then continuing, coffee is cleared, but what about the United Nations? An interim report by an independent investigator clears the way for the United Nations Secretary General of charges of nepotism in the awarding of contracts to a company his son worked for. But there are bigger fish to fry in the Iraq oil for food scandal, and one could be the UN itself. And so we have this UN department investigating the UN and finding itself not guilty. And the best examples of this are the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, appointed by the president, half the commission in business with the Carlyle Group of the Bin Laden family. That's mainstream news. They first tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of it, but that was just too ridiculous for anybody to accept. And they called it independent when it was appointed by the president. It's like Bill Clinton has Janet Reno appoint John Danforth. It's funded by the Justice Department. And he finds her totally innocent of any wrongdoing at Waco. And they keep calling all of this independent commissions. Why? An independent blue ribbon commission says all children need to be psychologically tested and drugged. And you find out it's the drug companies that control the commission. New Freedom. Or an independent blue ribbon commission says that we need to put toll roads on all major streets, federal, state, and local. Then it turns out every member of the commission works for a toll road company. I mean, literally. It just. And then their wives and brothers and sons all get contracts with the states as soon as the toll roads go in. I mean, it's just they hire their family members the day after they get it passed. I mean, it's just there's over $1 trillion a year now missing from the Pentagon. In fact, get that Cynthia McKinney clip one more time. I just want to air her question. We won't air the whole 8 minutes of Rumsfeld's answer, but just to listen to what the real issues are, what it would sound like if we had more people like Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney. We'll play that when we get back. The point is, you ask why they're so corrupt, why they want a new world order. It's so they can loot and rob and consolidate and have total control. We're dealing with a global organized crime syndicate. I cannot say it any simpler or any more succinctly. Hundreds died from the earthquake 2 days ago, but thousands died in the ensuing panic over the threat of tsunami that never materialized. They say the surf did get a little bit bigger and the water level did go up about a foot, but not 35 feet like December 26, 04. Pope got his feeding tube. I wonder if they'll decide that he needs to be sanguinated of all his liquids and be dehydrated to death. I don't think that'll happen, but that's what they've done to Terry Schiavo. But would they do that to the Pope? And a teen may be charged in Minnesota shootings. Another teen. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, without further ado, let's go straight back to your calls, then we'll go back into the news. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition. Dominique in Texas, then Tim in Ohio and others. Dominique, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I love your show, man. You just do a great job. I was watching Fox News last night, and I usually never watch it. I was just flipping through, and I caught a snippet of Bill O'Reilly's commentary on the Terri Schiavo case, and it was, it almost sounded like he was trying to keep his heart in the right place, you know, but it was interesting because he used the words culture of death, but of course, as I would have suspected him to do, he went ahead and blamed it all on the left, and then he got into this legislation that allows young girls down to the age of, I think, 11 or 12, the Planned Parenthood legislation that allows girls to get abortions without disclosing any of it to
their
parents.
Well, there was a case in Illinois on Monday where a 14-year-old girl was going to get an abortion, and the mother simply wanted to be involved and wanted to talk to her own daughter, and they arrested her. Now, let's get this straight. If your 14-year-old daughter wants to go to the planetarium for her, a freshman field trip, she's got to get a permission slip, but she can go have some doctor in a dirty clinic rip the baby out of her and the mother. The parents aren't. But look, Alberto Gonzalez argued in Texas that down to 12 years of age, they shouldn't have to inform their parents. And these so-called conservative Christians, who I've always wanted to have see myself as among them, But no, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about Bush passing a law to kill people like Terry every day in Texas. No, they want to feel good about Terry and have an issue. The left, who loves death, wants to feel good and call for her blood. A lot of these phony libertarians want to go, well, we shouldn't have to pay for it. And so, you know, in the end of the day, it's a big problem.
Right, yeah, and I guess the biggest point of it was is that Bill O'Reilly, you know, flipped it around, mentioned the legislation about the free abortions, the non-disclosure by the kids, and effectively blamed the whole thing, part and parcel, on the left. I know that you've talked to him before, and that you've, I don't know if you've been on his show or he's been on yours, but is there any way that, you know, he's going to turn to the good side of the force? I mean, what do you think about it?
Well, actually, I've never talked to Bill O'Reilly. I've never had him on this show, and I appreciate your call. I just don't worry about Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly says we should ban SUVs. I've seen him say it. Bill O'Reilly was against open borders until we had an actual chance to stop it. And then he came out and said, okay, I'm for amnesty. Now he's against it again. He says, you know, let her die. And then he gets a bunch of heat. He goes, well, maybe not. He's a change agent. And they're all the same. I mean, we've got Sean Hannity, who I've heard say every child needs a microchip. We need to buy stock in Applied Digital. We need to arrest all militia members in America. Michael Wiener Savage says put anybody in a camp that disagrees with the government. I probably tuned in 20 times and heard him say it 15 times. I mean, almost every time I tune in, over two-thirds of the time, he says it. And then he'll say something good about immigration, but then he'll say, let's put people in camps who disagree with the government. I mean, they'll say some things you agree with, and they'll say others you don't. But if they ever had a chance to really change something, they'll suddenly shut their mouth. It's like Lou Dobbs. Everybody keeps saying, man, tune into Lou Dobbs for years. He keeps talking about the open borders. But then Lou Dobbs, sure enough, I predicted, and it wasn't hard to predict. I mean, it's like 2 + 2 = 4. He goes, the answer is a national ID card. And then he promoted that legislation. But in actuality, the actual legislation gave illegal aliens a waiver and made the borders more wide open for them and told the states to accept their consular matricula cards for driver's license. So it's all about rhetoric versus reality. I mean, here's an example, a more sophisticated form of rhetoric, and then we'll go to Tim and others. But here's a better example. Rush Limbaugh will make fun of the environmentalist. He'll call them wackos. He'll play the sound of a chainsaw cutting down trees. He'll call them delusional, crazy people. Well, there might be some delusional, crazy people that are low-level minions of this, but if you go to a smart growth conference, it's all the heads of major banks. It's the biggest developers. It's about taking private property. It's about toll roads. It's about control. It's about phony privatization where they take the public works and give it to private corporations that then operate as governments. And so Limbaugh does the globalist a favor. He makes fun of the environmentalists like they're a bunch of fools. No, it's systematic. And then the left will attack Bush for wanting to cut down some forest, but meanwhile won't talk about how he's actually signing on to UNESCO and passing laws to destroy private property rights. It just goes on and on. I mean, it's what Michael Moore does. Michael Moore covers up 9/11. Michael Moore shifts the debate, not from government was involved to, oh, Bush was vacationing and fishing too much, and he's an idiot. And the government didn't have any prior knowledge, and we need more cops. What? We've gone from 300,000 police to like 700,000 in the last 5 years. We don't need more. Besides, they're all out there just giving us tickets and micromanaging us. They're not involved in good old-fashioned investigation work. They're involved trying to arrest Minutemen down on the border who are just trying to report to them the illegal aliens pouring across. You know, they tell us to spy on our fellow citizens for absolutely no reason, but how dare you go watch the border, which is totally constitutional. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Shills, all shills, everyone you mentioned, Alex, Michael Moore, O'Reilly, Dobbs, Squinty-Eyed Scarborough, Rush Limbaugh, not one of those men would ever have a debate with you and not be doing the equivalent of pulling their own eating tube.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, but I will tell you that I've had a bunch of neocons on like Ann Coulter. Did you hear that interview?
I know. I spoke to you a couple of months ago about that, her article in the New York Times around, or in a New York publication, I'm sorry, around Christmas time, where she was saying that
we need to kill more innocent people.
Yeah, and it would be fun to drop a nuke in North Korea. She actually said that in that interview.
Yeah, never been in the military, never done anything in her life. Well, I had Ann Coulter on, and she was really probably had about a 90 IQ. But see, that's what they want, is somebody who speaks to the mindless level. Somebody who, and I said, well, the Patriot Act takes our freedom. She goes, no, it doesn't. You're a liar. And I said, and Section 802 says we're all terrorists. And she goes, well, I haven't read it. Oh, but you've written a book about it.
Right.
But, I mean, she knows that most people don't read it, so why should she read it? She'll just write a book about it.
I just dream of seeing them try to debate you and watching you eat them for lunch. That would be so grand.
Well, I do rise to the occasion. I do get more articulate and more focused when I'm when I'm debating one of these goons.
Right. And, you know, they're all working for the corporation. I try to tell people they argue with me, well, the United States is a country. And I go, no, it's not. It's a corporation.
Oh, the District of Columbia is incorporated, and these agencies are quasi-private institutions. Thanks for the call. And I'm going to go to Ethan in Kentucky and others in a second, but last night I called into a talk show and bashed libertarians. And why did I do this? I don't mean all libertarians, just like I don't bash all Democrats or all Republicans. But we have to get away from all these labels. I'm tired of listening and watching and reading libertarians where they're very orthodox. Well, we've got all the answers. Well, we're against controlling the borders. That's not libertarian. Well, the Constitution and Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, says defend those borders. That's one of the three things the feds are supposed to do. And, of course, it's one of the three things they don't do. And they go, yeah, but it's the free flow. The New World Order wants open borders to erase national sovereignty and expand world government where you have absolutely no rights. But, see, they don't think in a three-dimensional model. And libertarians will tell you, I'm all for privatization. And you go, okay, well, having toll roads on every street is not privatization. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, no, here's the actual toll plan. They are going to give most of our existing roads and all the major state roads, the administration of them, to corporations that are in with the government. Okay, that are becoming the government. This is what's happening. They socialize the wealth, they get us addicted to government, then they start transferring the government and its agencies over to private corporations to, quote, administer them. And it's incredible. They literally just give them what we've paid for and built, and then they increase the prices to use it, and we still pay the taxes. I mean, that's not even fascism. That's just total criminality openly being engaged in. And, you know, they say, oh, well, we're all for free trade. You know, we're all for NAFTA and GATT. How is NAFTA and GATT free or fair? It's thousands of pages long, which the libertarians support. How is China, with a 40%+ tariff against our 2% tariff, how is that free or fair? You can't just say, oh, we're free and fair. We're lowering all our trade boundaries when no one else does it. Did you know in NAFTA for 10 years, Mexico didn't have to go with any of the agreements? We did it one-sided, and now they're about to renegotiate it because the 10 years is up, and it's going to be the same thing. Oh, I mean, they're like children when you talk to them. They don't look at the big picture and how they've set all this up. All right, your call straight ahead. I will move quickly through them when we get back. I just heard libertarians going, you know, kill Schiavo, kill Schindler. We don't want to pay for it. And you're playing into the New World Order's hands. where we're all fighting amongst each other for resources they control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
All right, I was going to Ethan in Kentucky next, but I'm told John in New York disagrees, and we'll go to Brad and others. So we'll go to Ethan after we go to John. I've got to go to John first. We have a rule. We don't screen calls, and people that disagree go to the front of the line, unlike the neocon and liberal talk shows where they censor you out if you disagree. No, we can defend our ideas here. John, go ahead in New York.
I've called in several times before, and I have to say that I agree with about 99% of everything that you've said. I am the individual who called in and talked to the colonel. I was in the Air Force in the Air Defense Command, and I gave the description of what it should have gone like. I have also called in...
Well, sir,
I'm
not following you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I just thought you might realize.
Colonels, air defense.
Wait a minute. Wait. Let me talk.
Put him on hold. Listen, bro. So many people call this show. They think it's like a private discussion. Okay? And if I don't know what you're talking about, the listeners don't. So please be specific. Go ahead. You hang up? Just go ahead, please, sir. I mean, make this easy on me, please.
I just thought you might remember who I was. Okay.
Just please fill it in for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. My father died from Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease. That's mad cow disease. And I can't ever remember in my life a more sympathetic figure laying in bed, lost 80 pounds with tubes sticking out of him, wearing a diaper, unable to do anything for himself, could hardly open his eyes. And when my mom made the decision to unhook him from the tubes and the respirators, I was glad that he died because of the way he suffered. And I am outraged because you are making all these decisions and calling all these names for the people who are involved. As an American, you have a right to your opinion, but you do not have the right to foster your opinion on somebody else.
I didn't kill your father.
I didn't say you did. I never said that. I'm saying you don't have the right to force your opinion on somebody else through
really?
no more than those demonstrators do down there talking. Okay?
Really?
The name calling.
Okay, you going to let me talk now?
The demagoguery.
Put him on hold. We're going to address what you're saying one point at a time. So don't hang up, John. You seem emotional. You seem angry about your father. And then you were trying to equate me somehow with it. And then psychologically, that's how it came out. Now, let's address what you have to say one point at a time. The globalists say, I don't have a right to free speech because I can hurt people's feelings. And then that's hate speech. And the case with your father, I'm sure, was completely different. There wasn't foul play involved, from what you're saying. I would imagine he said he didn't want to be kept alive. That's one thing. With Terry, it's something entirely different. So, see, you're equating her case with your case. God bless those demonstrators down there. I mean, they have every right to be there and to voice their opinion. Go ahead.
I don't understand this foul play thing that you're talking about. I have seen or heard no evidence of that, and that is one of the things that I don't understand. When you're talking about foul play, I mean, what evidence do you have of this? I mean, she's been like this for 10 years.
Okay, number one, earlier I wasn't trying to argue with you. I thought you were calling in about planes and colonels.
The only reason I said that was because I thought you might remember who I was because I had called in on several important issues, and that's the only reason I said that.
Okay, well, I was just trying to clarify and find out what you were saying, number one. Now moving forward to the subject you called in about. Sir, to try to go over this, you must not listen very often. You must not be listening to the other shows. I mean, to repeat it takes an hour.
I listen as often as I can.
Okay, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Have you heard about the affidavits by nurses and others about how she was talking and able to eat, and then he said he wanted to rehabilitate her and that she never said she wanted to be killed, and then as soon as he got the money, he changed his story?
I have not heard that.
That's admitted. Have you heard about how...
What is the source of that? Where was it? Where did you get the information from?
This has even been in the mainstream news. This has even been in the affidavits.
All right, well, I read the newspaper every day. I don't watch much news on TV, so I...
Well, I had the Schindlers on 4 years ago. But, I mean, these are affidavits in court.
Then why has it gone the way it's gone? I don't understand.
Because they want a precedent to kill people, John, not folks like your father, who obviously, if he's terminally ill and a lot of pain, I mean, you know, you did the right thing. That's up to you and your family. Stay there, my friend. We don't have to fight. We can We can have a meeting of the ways.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. You can also listen to us on the internet at Infowars.com and on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985 and at night at 3210. I want to thank all the fine stations that carry this broadcast, AM, FM, shortwave, micro, you name it. You're doing a great job. Now, I've got to hurry through this call with John because I want to get to all these other calls. I do have some other news I want to get to that's important, but the globalists love wedge issues like abortion, euthanasia. They love these wedge issues that get us all emotional, fighting with each other. And then they set the parameters of the debate. Am I saying that if somebody's got terminal cancer or terminal, you know, Creutzfeldt-Jacobs, and you know they're going to die, and they're brain dead, and they said they never wanted to be kept alive in that position, then by all means, you know, if they're on a respirator or whatever, take them off. That's their decision, your decision. And so they try to superimpose the Terry's fight, and it's a fight, folks. It's why it's terrysfight.org, with that. And the mainstream media hasn't done a very good job. It's been on some of the TV shows, a few newspapers, but the caller's right. It's hard to find, but it's admitted that she was able, with assistance, to walk 12 years ago. She was able to eat Jell-O. She could say mommy Daddy, potty, help me, hi, bye. Shiva would kick her out of the room, and then they'd come back in, and she'd be crying. Nurses and sworn affidavits have said that they believe he was injecting her with insulin, because after he'd leave the room, her blood sugar would plunge to below the scale. She is tough stuff. She's still alive 12 days, coming up on 13 days later. Very few people live that long. Okay? And she did have broken bones. She did have fractures. Doctors are on record when she was brought in that this happened. Now, regardless, the family doesn't want her to die. But Shibo, if he'd have been saying day one she wanted to die and didn't want help, that would have been one thing. You're still not allowed to kill somebody, though, by dehydration. It's just illegal. It's euthanasia. But Shivo said, oh, I want to save her. I want to rehabilitate her. They sued the hospital for, quote, not helping her quick enough. They won a million smackers for her treatment. That we have the summation from the civil trial. He testified, oh, I want to love her for the rest of her life. Then a few years after that, no, I remember Terry told me one night watching TV that she wanted to die. And then he said, don't brush her teeth anymore. Don't clean her bed sores. No more rehabilitation. And yeah, she got a lot worse. Goodness gracious. So, sir, that's what's going on. But don't let them get you so emotional over it. And don't let it be superimposed on your psyche that anybody's saying you're bad in your case with your father. I mean, one of my grandfathers who died of cancer back in the 80s, he just quit eating and quit drinking and said, I want to die. He had cancer in his bones, his lungs, all over him. And and then one day he said, I'm going to die today. And everybody went to the house, and I went in to see him, and a few hours later he died. The people do turn loose.
I just believe that unless you're personally involved and know all of the details.
No, I'm allowed to have my opinion about euthanasia.
I understand that, but let me ask you a question. What's the difference between unhooking a feeding tube and unhooking a respirator?
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. It's pretty clear that you're emotionally involved in this issue and you're not. It's three-dimensional thinking. That's my term. Most of us look at things two-dimensionally. I mean, you've chosen sides in this fight and you're not looking at the big picture. I mean, everything I just said is documented and admitted and has been sworn to. Okay? And it's not being challenged. All right? And he said he wanted to take care of her, and then he got the money, and he didn't want to. Do you compute that? She was walking. She was talking. She was getting better. She's been tortured for 10 years. Now she's been excruciatingly tortured. You know, I've had people email me and argue and go, well, I saw a doctor on TV that said having your water taken away makes you feel good. Then I challenge you. Don't drink water for 3 days. But be careful. Don't go outside too much and get in the heat or you'll die. You just don't drink water for 3 days. And when your tongue, I didn't want to make a big deal out of this, but yesterday I wanted to just see what it was like. I went without water. I took one sip of a drink because my mouth was so dry. Go ahead, do it. If it feels so good, do it for 3 days. And it feels so good. Of course, the medical handbooks say it's excruciatingly painful, but they use lawyer speak. Yes, right before you go into a coma, you may feel euphoric for hours, if not days. But that's like saying, you know, after we put you in boiling oil, it's going to hurt at first, but then right before you die, it's going to feel good. I mean, what does that mean? It's like when I broke my leg once, you know, it hurt real bad, but right when the endorphins hit for a second, it didn't hurt very bad. I mean, it's semantical manipulation. But you don't want to have an argument. You just want to say, you know, you've got all the facts. You don't even want to argue. So, I mean, if it feels so good, why don't people, instead of smoking pot or taking cocaine, why don't they just not drink water? It'd be the new super fashion. Bodybuilders, about 4 days before a big event, won't drink a lot of water. and they get cramps, they vomit, their body burns, they get migraine headaches. And the medical journals will tell you, cringing, vomiting, endless dry heaves for 24 hours in a spell, cracking skin, bleeding, just excruciating migraines. But no, the media says it feels good. And Michael's lawyer says she's beautiful, the blood dripping out of her eyes and mouth. Now in the cracking, bleeding skin, it's beautiful, like something out of Hellraiser. Oh, it's beautiful, look at the... Joseph Mengele thought it was beautiful. It's like Alberto Gonzalez. Well, torturing people to the edge of death is not torture. If they don't die, it's not torture. And even if they die, we didn't mean to kill them, it's not torture. You're going to argue with me? I've had people on who do. No, it's not torture. Well, okay, then I don't say you should do this, but if you turn the blender on and stick your hand in it, does that feel good? Is that okay? Oh, it's good then. I'm wrong. I'm an extremist. You know, we have this clip of where they say mercury's nutritious on the news. Mercury is not nutritious. They're setting the... I wanted to ask the caller, but I got so sick of him, I let him go. I was trying to be reasonable with him. In fact, if there's an open line, which I'm sure there's not, if you can get back in, sir. Oh, we never hung up on him. You didn't hear me say thank you for the call. Well, thank God you didn't hear me say hang up on the caller. John, last question for you, if you're still there.
Yes,
Are you still there?
I am here.
My last question to you, then I got to move on to be fair to all the other callers.
I understand.
My last question to you is, did you hear Wesley Smith on, former editor of the Wall Street Journal?
Did not.
He's listed the names, he's been to the hospitals, of people who've broken their neck saying, may I please have food and water, and because they signed a form saying they didn't want medical intrusive aid, because they didn't understand what that meant, they dehydrate them. They're actually saying, honey, please give me water and food. Do you think the state should kill them?
No.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's what we're talking about here. They're normalizing all of this through this case. Thank you. Let's go quick now, folks. I know I gave him a lot of time, but I got to give you all about 60 seconds. Ethan in Kentucky. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hi, Alex. It's been a while. Sorry about that. I just want to know if you can elaborate on Jeff Gannon's history and the difficulty in tracing his past, and if you were aware of Ann Coulter's connections with the same circles that he's involved in. And what do you think of Jeff Gannon's initials? Is there anything about the Johnny Gosch, James Guckert, Jeff Gannon, JG? What do you think of that?
Well, his mother thinks it may be her son. Senator John DeCamp is 99% sure that it is, that he is Johnny Gosch, who we know was kidnapped by the government and used. That's now admitted. And we know he was part of a sex ring. We know Barney Frank runs underage male slaves out of his house, and he never got in trouble for that. We know that that this stuff's real and going on, and we know that this guy had more exclusive access than any other reporter in the White House and was authorized by Karl Rove to be there and was paid through a neocon organization, one of these other fake reporters.
And where can I find out more about him? Where's a good source?
I mean, do you have a search? I mean, it's just there's hundreds of articles.
Yeah.
We posted a lot of stuff on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Ethan. Let's now go ahead and talk to Brad in Illinois. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, he promised to love her to death or love her forever when he thought he was going to get $20 million instead of one. But I didn't really want to talk about Terry Schiavo. I wanted to say to you, Alex, kudos on your latest film. I watched it the other night, and I want to tell the listeners that the price of the film is worth it with your ambush journalism of David Gerken.
Yeah, it's not Alex Jones saying they do satanic rituals. I mean, it's David Gergen getting mad about it and saying none of my business.
Oh yeah, and then he pulls the childish act. Oh, you trespassed it. So what? You got the truth out. And I mean, if that interview that you did with him doesn't tell it all, if people can't see that there's truth behind what you say in your videos and the Bohemian Grove, then I don't know. Heaven help them, but it's a very good video. I recommend everybody getting this. You got a lot of great information in there. The shots of the demonstrators in New York City that we did not get to see, kind of like the more than two bombs going off in Oklahoma City we never got to hear. It's a very good video, and I'm glad you did it. And that, like I said, that thing with David Gerken was just, I just loved it. And
well,
are you going to send him a tape?
I should. I always overdo things. You know, it's really three films in one.
Yeah,
what did you think about the Bush-Nazi connections and Arnold and all of that?
Yes. It's very informative. I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad I got to see it, and I'm going to pass it on now to my brother, and he's going to send it out to his son in Oregon. And
please, that's what it's all about. Please, this film will go nowhere unless all of you make copies. That is my goal, is just to get it seen, to get people to wake up, and God bless you, Brad. Make as many copies as you can. And since he brought it up, I didn't properly plug it in the first or second hour. We've now got the DVDs. $25.95. The DVD is over 3 hours long. Okay? It's four films in one. It's got 25 minutes of extra stuff in it. And the VHS is 2 hours, 35 minutes. The DVD, we now have it. Get a second copy for $19.95, a third copy for $15.95. So get three copies and give them as gifts. Or get one copy and make copies. But it is a nice gift to give somebody in the nice color cover and the, you know, the imprint on the top of the DVD and the shrink wrap around it. And it does support us. I mean, I'm a long way from making my money back on this film, but I could care less. I mean, I just want to get it out to people. So Martial Law, you can now order it via DVD, via the secure online shopping cart, or call toll free to get it. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is my best work. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Sign up. You can watch that whole film, all my other films, my weekly TV show, all my best audio interviews for the radio show, read my book, Paul Watson's book, other special video reports, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. It just pays for the bandwidth. 888-253-3139. Up next here, who's up next? Marie in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Go
How ahead. Are you today?
Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
I was calling to see if you're going to have Jane Christensen on the radio program anytime soon.
Boy, I feel stupid. Who's that?
Well, she's a professor at the North Carolina Wesleyan College.
Oh, she's the lady that made a course called 9/11, The Road to Tyranny.
You got it. And I was at her homepage last night looking at her syllabus, and her students have to use your archives for their paperwork.
Oh, boy, I better update the Infowars.com 9/11 archive. Some of those links have gone dead, but wonderful.
Yeah, you really need to get a hold of her and have her on. We heard her on the Jack Blood program, and she is just dynamite.
Well, I'll get her on.
She's trying to get the college to offer it. She's had a lot of requests to have this course offered online. And she's trying to get the administration of the college to do this, but, of course, it takes more public opinion to get something like that moving, you know?
Well, I'm totally flattered, and I do need to get her on. I meant to get her on. Send me an email to remind me.
I'll do that. To tips@infowars.com or just Alex?
Yeah, just Alex, that email's just totally full of it. It's all messed up. Yeah, tips@infowars.com.
I'll do it, Alex.
Okay, thanks a million. That's exciting, yeah. I was aware of that. I just forgot the name. Travis in Kentucky. Travis, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'd say thank you very much because of you. My eyes have been open on 9/11, and everything else is starting to come unraveled. You know, that was really the straw that broke the camel's back when I went to your websites. What I wanted to bring up today, though, is the microbiologists that have been mysteriously committing suicide.
Yeah, it's like 60 something now.
Is it how many? It was last I heard, it was 52 that are confirmed.
Yeah, it's
murders.
Really, it's over 100, but 60-plus that are in key bioweapons production, research, or treatment. Cars run over them and then back over them. People are machine-gunned. People have their guts cut open and tortured to death. And it's very scary.
So is this part of the is this the war games that are
it's
prelude to
it's
the
really
event?
A mystery, but most people that are good at analyzing this, and I tend to agree with it, it looks like they're getting rid of the trail of people that can identify where some engineered pathogen is going to be originating from, so the government can release something and then not get caught releasing it. It's like the anthrax. Scientists looked at it and said, this is U.S. government. You know, first they were trying to claim it was Saddam. Then it came out it was U.S. government. They keep getting caught, and so they're trying to cover their tracks.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Hope that answers your question. I mean, that's where, I don't like to speculate, but that's where all the evidence points right now. That's the only place the evidence points. Getting rid of the trail. The Nazis would do that. They'd kill a scientist, a lot of cases after he developed something, so other people couldn't get it. Kind of backfired on them, though.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Teacher jailed for shouting at rowdy teens. She was given 6 months in jail. Goes on and on. Another article here. Bob Barr and friends strike back at the Patriot Act. In a political environment more fractious with Washington as seen in over a decade, there are still signs that the left and right can find common ground. and masses of people are now finding out about just how serious these RFID tracker chips are. They're finding out how serious the Patriot Act is. They're finding out how serious all these toll roads are. They're finding out how serious all of this is. Secret Service investigating removal of three from Bush visit. KCTV 5 out of Denver. The Secret Service went in to a supposedly public town hall meeting for Bush, and everybody had to sign in and, of course, swear to not confront Bush, as they do. This is part of your new freedom. And then swear that you're, agree with him and agree with Cheney, but then it's advertised on the national news as a town hall meeting, free to the public. Oh, everyone loves him, look. But then they found that three people had anti-Bush stickers on their cars or carry stickers, and so they were taken out of their seats. So there you have it. I mean, that's the freedom. The Secret Service calls up and says, take that sign out of your window. Teen may be charged in Minnesota shootings. I talked about this. The Weiss young man who went in and shot those people, his dad was a high-level police officer. He'd been threatening everyone. Nothing had been done about it. And now one of the children, one of the young people he supposedly told he was going to kill people, they've gone and arrested them saying, oh, see, you had prior knowledge. But I've got a bunch of articles out of Minnesota where students are saying he was telling everybody this and nothing was done. But then a student writes an article about imaginary zombies attacking a school, they get arrested and charged with terrorism. So, very, very suspicious. The Pope has gotten his feeding tube. So does that mean now we've got to dehydrate him because it's cruel to make him be on a feeding tube? I don't agree with that, but I think Michael Schiavo would probably agree with sanguinating the Pope. Draining him of his fluids. Who's next in line here? I'm just going to take one more call. Bob in New Hampshire, you're on the air. You'll be our tail gunner today.
Okay. Good afternoon, AJ.
Hello, sir.
I have been listening to many programs about this case. Every time I try to call a governor of Florida, all I got was a busy signal.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
And I don't know why a good chiropractor couldn't straighten it out if it's possible.
Well, I mean, she did have, from oxygen, is supposedly why she was brain damaged and couldn't walk. But there are medical doctor reports who first treated her saying her neck had fractures in it. That's probably the real cause, and that's why she should have been saved. But, I'm telling you, folks, we're coming up on 13 days of dehydration. Terry is, this is the damage for most medical experts I trust is irreparable at this point. And after 13 days, she probably is out of predominant pain. The last 12 or so have been excruciating, and she still could be feeling pain. It's brutal. But anything else, sir?
No, just that I've been on here about half an hour.
Well, we got you on the air, though, didn't we, sir?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, man, call me back earlier tomorrow. At least we didn't censor you. Most talk shows will ask you what you're calling about, and then not let you on the air, period.
I've had that happen.
Yeah, well, we try the best we can, but we'll try better for you. Take care.